الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, with regard to the issue of brotherhood, we mentioned the first point yesterday, which was the awareness and appreciation for that which we have in common. And we said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam created the basis of that commonality as the commonality of faith, not of any other kind of commonality. No other kind. The boundaries, not race, not family, not color, or anything else, not tribe, but the commonality of faith. So it was a brotherhood which was based, the foundation was commonality of faith. The second requirement of creating brotherhood and creating a sense of the Ummah is to appreciate difference, not tolerate difference. I'm not talking about tolerance. Tolerance implies something which is unpleasant. You tolerate a bitter medicine because of the appreciation of its value. You might say, well, I have to take this. But you don't enjoy it, you don't appreciate it, you just tolerate it. You may tolerate the heat, you may tolerate the cold, and so on. For some other reason, you tolerate the heat. For example, you may live and work in a country which is extremely hot, but you get a good salary, it's a good job, so you tolerate the heat. You won't go to the country for a holiday, because unless, you know, it's not something enjoyable. You go there only because of that. You may tolerate some kind of behavior from people, which is basically unpleasant. So, tolerance implies that the thing which you are tolerating is basically unpleasant. I'm saying that because tolerance is a word which is used most often with regard to differences. So we say we should tolerate one another, we must develop tolerance. My submission is that we should not develop tolerance, we should develop appreciation, which is something else, completely different. Appreciation is to actually see the difference and see the value in that difference. What is it about somebody who has a short temper which is valuable? What is it about somebody who has a lot of patience, which may appear like, being overly soft, but what is valuable in that? What is it about somebody who comes to a decision very quickly, or the opposite of that? What is the value of that? So appreciation implies seeing value in difference. Appreciation cannot happen if you don't see the value in difference. Now, if you look at the Muslims and generally at people, how many differences there are in people? I mean, apart from, of course, the external differences of, you know, color and this and that and appearance and so forth, but also differences in temperament, for example, differences in different kinds of capabilities. Right? Now, if you take the Sahaba, you had people who were highly intelligent, very, very intelligent. On the other hand, you had people who were not very intelligent. If you look at what they said and did and so on, they did not sound like particularly intelligent people. But you don't have any, or similarly, as if you take some other differences, you had Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, for example, who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him once that, if you are given authority over even one man, don't accept it. Right? If you are given authority even over one person, do not accept it. Now, what does that tell you with regard to the leadership ability of the person? On the other hand, for the same person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, there is your friend Abu Dharr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel, you know Abu Dharr? He said, Ya Rasulullah, which one of us does not know Abu Dharr? So Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu was one of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favorite companions. One of the earliest. He is among the Sabiqun al-Awwalun. He is among the early, one of the earliest people. He is a person based, because of his da'wah, two very large tribes, the Ghifar and the Aslam, they came to Islam. And there's a story behind that. So we won't go into that. But I'm saying this is a person. So a person with all of that, but he has this issue of anger. Abu Dharr Ghifari had a very short fuse. So he would get angry very fast. And there are stories of that also. So my point is that here was a person who had these two things. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used or never allowed his short temper to be something that he criticized or anyone else criticized. You know, this didn't happen. So similarly, you had different other people who had various kinds of differences in temperament, differences in capability. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the command of the army to Usama bin Zaid radhiyallahu anhu, who was a young man. He was a young man. He was, I mean, I don't know, maybe he was 17, so I don't know if you call him young man or boy or what. But anyway, the point is he was very young. Under his command were senior Sahaba. So you had, again, difference. But the people were able to see the value of that difference. It was not, they were not tolerating Usama bin Zaid as the commander. They appreciated the value of having a young person as a commander. And so they accepted that, you know, the appointment by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the second and very important quality of to build brotherhood is to consciously appreciate difference. Now, having said that, it's not easy. It is one of the most difficult things to do, because the whole issue of difference is that difference, illa mashallah, is almost by definition difficult to accept. It is by almost by definition, you know, I don't know whether unpleasant is a strong word, but it's not easy. I mean, that's why it's difference. We like people to be more like us, you know, laugh at our jokes and be like us and same temperament and so on and so forth. Difference is difficult. I mean, if in psychology, we have an instrument we use called the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI. If you take the Myers-Briggs and you see, Myers-Briggs is based on difference, of seeing the differences in temperament of people. And if you take Myers-Briggs, we say, one of the things we say about Myers-Briggs is, we say that difference attracts but does not sit well together. We use in different places for different solutions, we use Myers-Briggs Type Indicator as a way of looking at somebody's temperament. So we say difference attracts but does not sit well together. For example, you might have somebody who is very decisive, very quick to decide. And in marriages this happens. You will have on the one hand someone who is, you know, a strong decision maker, quick decisions. In many cases it is men who are like this. There's a tendency towards this. Such men marry women who are, you know, are very spontaneous and so forth, right? So, before marriage, the woman seems very spontaneous and so forth and very, you know, open and to the man. And the man sees the, and the woman sees the man as very manly and decisive and all that. But after they get married, that whole spontaneity becomes, you know, excuse me, do you have a mind? You know, can you please come to a decision, right? Do you actually have a brain? And the woman says, the decisiveness, it becomes like, can I breathe, please? Can I have your permission to breathe? I mean, I need your permission for everything. This what is this? For everything, there is a decision. I mean, what's the need to decide everything right now? So this, the whole thing changes. So what was attractive suddenly becomes very unattractive, because the appreciation of difference is not there. So the difference is, even if it attracts, there's no conscious appreciation of the difference. And that's where we talk about, you know, how can we learn to appreciate difference. And this is the very second and very important point of brotherhood. If you want to build brotherhood, you have to consciously appreciate the difference in people. Not criticize them for that. Not demand that they should be like you. Not demand that they should change. But appreciate that difference. I'm not saying you have to become like them either. You be yourself, let them be themselves, but to appreciate that difference and to see the value in that difference. This is what builds brotherhood and brings heart together. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate the difference in each other and to use this as a means of building our, the ummah, rebuilding it again and building brotherhood. Tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about the third element. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.